brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. I'm glad you're joining us. If you're a small business owner and entrepreneur, this is the place to be. We bring you all of the relevant facts and information that help your business to grow. Please tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 for Let's Talk Small Business, and I am delighted to be with you today. Over the last couple of shows, we've been following a theme around our Spirit of Alliance Award, which is coming up on October the 3rd at 200 Peachtree. If you do not have tickets, this is a must-attend event. You don't want to miss it. All the corporates, minority business owners, and movers and shakers in Atlanta will be there. You don't want to not be there. Please go to www.gmsdc.org and get your tickets today. And when continuing with the SOA theme, we've got one of our winners from last year. We're very fortunate to have Tracy Copeland of the AT&T Corporation. And Tracy was our 2014 IT Buyer of the Year, correct, Tracy?
That is correct.
We're delighted. Now, you're in that exciting space because we have an IT industry group. We have lots of suppliers that are in the staffing and the IT space. So I know you are a much sought out individual being in the IT space.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. You get a lot of BFFs, right?
Yes, I do. And proud to represent my company and certainly have a passion about what I do. So it's all good. I count it all joy. And it's a pleasure of mine to be able to serve.
Now, you know, we love AT&T. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're one of our strategic partners. So anything we can do at GMSDC to help you or support AT&T, you know, we're there for you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
So let's start off with talking about, before we jump into a little of the buyer and some of that, let's talk about Tracy Copeland. Let's talk about your journey and how you, your career at AT&T, how you got here. Talk about a little bit about your background so that our listeners can know the true Tracy Copeland.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again for having me here today. And I certainly appreciate being the opportunity to speak on behalf of myself and AT&T as well. My journey started some 15 years ago as it relates to IT. Started off as a consultant on the joint venture between SBC and Bell South.
Oh, when they were merging together,
yes,
you were part of that transition team.
I was part of that transition team.
Okay.
I was a consultant on that joint venture that became what we know as Singular Wireless. Hands down, the best experience of my life.
I worked there as well.
Yes, yes. So you understand.
Yes,
this is
great
just
experience.
A very, very, very good cultural experience, entrepreneurial experience. Mm. I mean, we were moving and shaking at that time.
Yeah, with Ralph De La Vega at the...
Yes.
I know, he is a phenomenal leader.
Yes, we had the
leader.
Three amigos at the time.
The good old days.
Yes, yes, the good old days of Singular Wireless. But that basically, prior to that, I had done some consulting gigs in telecom, mm-hmm. but this pretty much, you know, solidified my
yes.
position in IT. And also, so when that company was formed, they, mm-hmm. of course, hired all the consultants and, you know,
yep.
that became
the Singular journey begins.
And the journey began. And so, also at that time in 2001, because we were such a young company at mm-hmm, the time, mm-hmm. We had a very young supplier diversity
program.
Yeah. It's like two people.
Okay. But have you grown today?
Yes,
you
we have grown by leaps and bounds. And some of the people that that I'm very close with and I continue to support today mm-hmm. Came from legacy AT&T and mm-hmm. Bell South, mm-hmm. Et cetera, and have gone on to manage supplier diversity programs and other
organizations.
Companies as well.
Yes,
but for me. Started off at a matchmaking session.
Ah, matchmaking.
Started off at a matchmaking session. The supplier diversity and ladies at the time invited me mm-hmm. To participate in a matchmaking event. And I guess fast forward 14 years, I'm here. I'm still here supporting that effort. But that was one of the greatest experiences for me and my introduction to the world of supplier diversity. Met some fabulous MWBEs at that time, and continued to be an advocate.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Now, you know, AT&T has been through this journey, AT&T, Bell South, that whole, the family, mm-hmm. has been with GMSDC for our entire 40 years.
Yes.
So they've been, so truly you're a family.
Yes.
So they've been with us through this 40-year journey as we celebrate 40 years. Mm-hmm. And supplier diversity, as you know, the roots, strong roots there.
Oh, absolutely. In terms of a corporation, I mean, we have had a prime supplier program since 1989. And, you know, AT&T has always been a strong advocate of supplier diversity because, of course, you know, as a corporation, we represent a very diverse population.
Absolutely.
And we want to make sure that, you know, at the corporate level, we have representation.
Excellent.
That equals the customers that we serve.
Excellent.
And so we've made a very targeted effort to be able to do that.
And I'll tell you, I applaud you because you stand out in the pack because you guys are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. So you became an advocate, started supporting the efforts. Let's talk a little bit about what's your day-to-day, what's the day-to-day world of a buyer? What's that feel like?
Well, my official title is Senior Contract Manager.
Okay. So Senior Contract Manager.
So what that entails is I am responsible for, on a daily basis, I review and approve millions of dollars worth of contracts on a daily basis. But prior to us getting to the approval, that involves with meeting qualified suppliers, understanding what our business needs are, understanding our business requirements, and then marrying the two together to create a win-win, what I like to call win-win. Situation for both the supplier and the company. Mm-hmm. And so on a daily basis, I am constantly reviewing contracts. In between reviewing contracts, I'm entertaining conference calls and, you know, in my spare time, I try to get
spare
out.
Time. Yeah, spare time. You go to Let's Talk Small Business and, yes. and share your journey.
Yes, yeah. yes. And I try to fit it in. And I try to, as an advocate, I try to meet with as many suppliers as possible and try to inform them about how to best go about doing business with our company.
You know, and you know, GMSDC, we try to prep them for those sessions with you to make sure that you're ready, you've got your capability statement, you've got your elevator pitch, that you're just ready, you know, understand the business, you've done your research. What are some of the hot buttons for you as you meet suppliers, as you know, that first introduction, what's something, you know, things that really wow you? What are the things that wow you?
The things that wow me are the foot in the door suppliers.
Okay.
The folks who just want to get in the foot in the door. I can do anything and be all these things, but they just want to get a foot in the door. Those people give me heartburn.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
And
because
so everybody listen, all yes. the MBEs listen, saying I can do anything, I'm here to help is not what you want to do. Go ahead, Tracy.
I think it's very important for, in particular, doing business with AT&T, but in general, be very, very focused about who
deliberate.
It is. Be very focused about the company. We are a publicly traded company, so everything that we do is out in the public, and so you have to know our business.
Do your research. Do your homework.
Do your research. It's so much. I mean, I do a lot of coaching, so that's not
excellent.
That's not a problem. But
I see a session coaching with Tracy.
Yes,
coaching with Tracy. You see that? That has a nice ring. Coaching with Tracy.
Because here's the thing. You need to be able to focus and present your core competency. Your instead of I can do everything, help me get my foot in the door, should be, Tracy, I have looked at what you all have been doing, you know,
I know the news,
and I see what you guys are doing in digital life and emerging technologies. And here's my core competency and here's how I can specifically help AT&T, I'm always interested in the value proposition. And that helps me start my wheels to turning as to how I could perhaps position you. Because ultimately, I want to be able to position companies to be successful.
Absolutely.
By doing what you do best.
That's exactly right.
Not everything. But
no one can do everything well.
Exactly. Exactly. And a foot in the door is not all, you know, when you're trying to do business with a large company, mm-hmm. it's very good to understand what you're doing and what you're getting yourself into. And so as part of my coaching, some of that, you know, after I hear what the company is about, you know, I may ask some questions about your financials or, you know, where you're going in your business, how long you've been in business, those questions. And then, you know, my counsel to you, you might not quite be ready to do business with a company such as AT&T.
You know what? You know, everyone that obviously every minority business that comes to GMSDC and gets certified, they have those stars in the eyes of the AT&Ts, the Coca-Colas, the Georgia Powers. And sometimes that's not a good thing. Maybe you start smaller and you work your way up to that point.
That is true. And that is why I'm really, really pleased to talk about our Prime Supplier Program.
Oh, excellent.
At AT&T, because that is exactly what we do. You know, with our Prime Supplier Program, within our contracts, you know, we have certain provisions, certain goals, not quotas, not set aside, but goals that we work with our prime suppliers to ensure that they are in turn being mm-hmm. good stewards as well. And so my counsel to small businesses might be, hey, why don't you talk to our prime? So positioning suppliers, you know, again, doing what they do best and putting them in an environment where they can be successful and not have to assume all the risks. Because again, what I do as a senior contract manager, mm-hmm. again, we're looking for accountability with our suppliers mm-hmm. and we want to, you know, create both good partnerships, but again, you know,
manage the risk.
A saying, we want one throat to choke.
That's right.
We, you know, we don't want to have to go down to all the layers,
that's
you
exactly
know,
right.
try to find the accountability. And so again, we, you know, my job is to position folks to be successful, because if you're successful, then that means we're successful as
a company. Yes.
And we're growing and we're continuing to.
So win-win.
You know, absolutely.
The circle of life right there.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And so what percentage of the folks that come to you are the foot in the door, I can do anything, I'm here to help, but don't understand the business?
You know, it's kind of sad to say, but I would, it's a very high percentage of people who are who are really not prepared.
Oh, my.
In that, again, everything that's information that's out in the public is there.
Yeah.
You have to be prepared. You know, success equals preparation, you know, when you meet the opportunity.
That's exactly
and
right.
So, you know, when I'm out at these different events, I'm the opportunity.
Yep.
You know, I'm looking
Are
for
you. Ready?
You I'm
Are
looking
you ready?
For you to be prepared.
Yep.
And more so and know your business. Know what it is, know your value proposition, and know what it is that you bring to the table mm-hmm. and be able to present that
articulated.
First.
Yep.
You know,
I will tell you, there are two sessions that we've talked about for 2016 for GMSDC, because we're hearing the same thing. One is how to do the research. How do I get to the information? Looking at the annual report, look at the FCC filings, or all kinds of things that companies can do. But how do you actually do the research? It seems to be a struggle with many of our suppliers. And then once you do the research, how do I put together my story? Because it's my story of how I can help you grow your business. And from your perspective.
Yes.
Yes. You know,
you always start with your core competency.
Okay.
What is it that you do best?
Do well. Yes.
You start there. And then I'm going to say, just do Google.
Just Google it.
AT&T is in the news every
Absolutely.
Day of the week. Mm-hmm. There are hourly updates. We have a website, att.com, where everything that we're doing is there. All of our, I would say, pay attention to our advertising, you know, watching television. We cover all media. And so pay attention and connect your core competency to
that.
to our business.
Absolutely.
And then once you're able to do that, say, hey, I'm, for example, I'm into digital.
Yes.
Experience. That's my whole thing. Or I'm into the big buzzword these days is big data.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? That is the word now. Big data.
Big data. Okay. Here's my core competency. AT&T has a big data group. Here's what's going on in the news. You're following our evolution of the big data enterprise. Then put together your value proposition based on what you do best and what you anticipate is the next need of the companies. We're always looking for thought leadership and people to make us look great.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Let me ask a question. In terms of getting in your prime supplier program, is there anything special that a supplier needs to do? Is it any, if they want to do business with AT&T, is it going to the website? Is it registering? Tell me,
yes,
what's that process?
We do have, through our supplier diversity program, we do have a website that suppliers can go and register their business. But first, let me say this. Registering on our website is not a guarantee of business.
It's part of the process.
It's part of the process, again. And so, but we encourage folks to go there because occasionally when we have RFXs, you know, RFPs, RFIs, we will go to that database and look at, you know, and sort suppliers by certain buzzwords to see if there's a good pool. Or, you know, in my particular instance, because I have such a large network of folks, you know, to pull from, I'm constantly thinking about how I can, you know, when the opportunity comes, how I can position those suppliers, you know, to meet those opportunities. But first start there at the website, get yourself registered. Mm-hmm. And then as an extension of that.
Relationships
are so important.
Okay.
So important.
Coming out, getting engaged, being visible. That's the only way you build relationships.
Exactly. Support the AT&T initiatives and events. Again, everything that we do is in the public. Mm-hmm. Be there. You know,
yeah, be present.
Be present. And again, you know, and we like to do business with people who do business with us. And so that's always a plus as well. But again, I would encourage people to go out, to register, to ensure that their certifications are true certifications.
Are they current? Are you certified?
Yes.
Certification matters.
Yes.
And you know, when I think of certification, it brings me to the spend of AT&T, because AT&T has done talk a little bit about that, because it's phenomenal your spend with diverse suppliers.
In 2014, 27% of our total spend was with diverse suppliers. And that translates to about $16.5 billion with a B.
Is that what a B?
$16.5 billion
with diverse suppliers.
With diverse suppliers.
Do you want to grow your business? Okay.
But first of all, let me say this. A lot of that and a lot of the suppliers that we have have become part of our embedded base. And mm-hmm. by that, I mean, those are suppliers who have been with us for the long haul. I had
partners.
I want to just go back for a minute, if I can, to mm-hmm. how I got started.
Yes.
At the matchmaking session. And I want to drop some names here because I think this is very important. At that 15-minute session, I think maybe it was like 10 minutes we had. It mm-hmm. was kind of speed dating.
Speed dating, yes.
Speed dating. Well, there was one supplier that came in that really, really caught my attention because they very clearly articulated their value proposition, mm-hmm. exhibited total confidence in what it is that they could bring to the table, mm-hmm. and were willing to work and do whatever it takes to, you know, to win the business. And they came in, this company is Avion Solutions. Kanchana Raman.
Yes, Kanchana's. Yes.
They came in. I met her in 2001 at a matchmaking session. And from that, our relationship has grown over the years. But right now, she is one of our star star.
And she is a star.
Diverse suppliers.
She is a star.
She is doing really big things. I'm so proud of her. But it was that matchmaking session.
She came to impress.
She wowed me.
She came to impress.
She absolutely wowed me. And, you know, from that, she's been able to grow her business. She is I would dare say she's one of our best partners.
Yeah, she's large. She's grown. Her business has grown substantially.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she's a class three or four.
Yeah. Large supplier.
Yeah, she's done well.
But it started, and it evolved over time. So we now have, or can say that we have 14 years of knowing each other. And it all started at a matchmaking session. So I say that to say these kinds of relationships long term don't happen overnight, but they are a process.
Yeah. It's
and
a journey.
You've got to be engaged.
Yep.
You've got to be involved. And so she and I initially met during the matchmaking session. We reconnected at several other supplier diversity
reinforcing that relationship.
I would see her at local events. I would see her at national events. And she was constantly saying what she's doing, you know, providing me
those updates.
Updates
how
on
she
where
could
she
help
was.
You be successful.
And exactly. And it was easy for me because she was in. She was doing the work. She was totally engaged. And so she would only call me and say, "Hey, Tracy, I'm talking to these folks in IT. I'm stuck. Can you help me get to the next level?" And so our interaction, after that, it was very easy to help her out because she was feet on the street doing her homework.
Yes, she's good.
And she made my job easier because she knew her worth. She knew her products or services. She knew what her value proposition was. And every time that she got in front of a hiring manager or someone at Singular, now AT&T, she did the same thing.
Excellent. See, that's the perfect example.
Yes.
Yes. And so as we talked about your day-to-day, we talked about engaging AT&T. What is your biggest challenge? What is your biggest challenge?
I just don't have the bandwidth.
It's not enough of you.
It's not enough of me in a day.
Okay.
And I alluded to this earlier. It I can't help everybody.
Yes.
That's my biggest challenge. I simply can't. It's just impossible. Because, you know, my first, you know, allegiance, of course, is with the company that I serve and making sure that we are bringing in truly qualified suppliers to address our business needs.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just to be able to say AT&T as a client, to be able to put that on your client list is not always a good thing. And so you have to, you know, you have to really, really understand, again, our business, understand it, you know, what we do so that I can be in a position to help you to the extent that I can. But you always have to, you also have to be prepared for that coaching and for what I call that tough love. And
yes.
You're not ready.
Yes, that's right. Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants
tough
to hear you're not ready, or why can't I do it? Why can't I be this? Why can't I do that? You know, but I could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to get my foot in the door. No.
Yeah. I am so glad you're saying that, because I'm really going to take and blast this a lot of places because they need to hear it.
I keep hearkening back to that, but it is so true. You know, you really, really have to know and be able to articulate quickly what your core competencies are and what your value is.
You know, our theme for this year, as we're celebrating 40 years, is realizing tomorrow. And we've talked about this all year. What you've done in the past may not necessarily be what you need to do to be successful in the future. Tomorrow is evolving. It's changing. And AT&T's business is evolving and changing as well. And so I want you to talk a little bit about tomorrow for AT&T. And because, you know, again, what you're looking for yesterday, your business model is changing and where you're going is changing. And so talk a little bit about tomorrow and realizing tomorrow and being prepared for tomorrow.
Having been around for you know, the telecom industry for the past 15 years, I've seen, you know, and if you're in business in general, you know that things happen in cycles.
Absolutely.
In cycles. Every 5 years, you come back to where you're starting from. And it seems like you're just starting over the longer you're in business. But what I can say, and it's a really exciting time at AT&T because we are changing, we are turning a two-ton ship, you know,
yes,
if you will.
It's a big one.
We are turning this elephant around. Mm-hmm. We are changing how people view us as a company. We are shifting from your traditional telecom company to becoming a technology company. And so...
Technology company, AT&T.
Technology. And so we want to be on the forefront of not only, you know, touting our emerging devices. Mm-hmm. We want you to be able to use those devices to help facilitate your digital experience, your digital life experience. We want you to support our DirecTV and our cable, you know, efforts, because we are changing. We are mm-hmm. truly changing and revolutionizing technology. And with that, I think the future is in being able to understand that tide, that shift that we're making, mm-hmm. and being able to add value to that. Because, you know, what we're doing in wireless, we're not only changing lives here locally, but nationally and
globally,
internationally. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, that's the word that I was getting to. We want businesses who are prepared to do business on a global scale. And so we want, as we grow and expand, we're looking for suppliers to grow and expand with us, particularly in the area of technology.
Absolutely. And so that I'm going to ask, and this one may be a tough one. What are the characteristics of a supplier for the future from an AT&T perspective? Because I think of innovation, I think of nimble, but what does that supplier for realizing tomorrow look like?
Thought leadership.
Ah.
Thought. You've got to understand and embrace technology. You have got to, I guess, be on the cutting edge. We are looking for folks because we are leading in innovation. We have foundries all over the country. We participate in all of the technical conferences that are out there, and we are constantly looking to be inspired, looking for the next best big thing. We're looking for the next iPhone. We're looking for, mm-hmm. you know, the next advance in digital TV. Mm-hmm. We're looking for those people who have those insights, who have passions. We want to see other people's passions evolve.
Oh my.
Yes.
I like that. Passions evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And so, you know, one of the common themes I heard about through all everything, I'm hearing this innovation.
Innovation.
Innovation is key for tomorrow.
Innovation is key for tomorrow. We're not only, we are living throughout innovation.
Okay.
So the same things that we are expecting from our suppliers, we are experiencing as a company as well. We're going through some growing pains, but, you know, our leadership, you know, is committed to its employees, and that, you know, it's, you know, providing the foundation for us to retool and rethink how we approach
our jobs. I
like
that. Rethink.
Yes.
Rethink.
Yeah. Rethink possible.
I love it. Tracy,
yes.
Outstanding.
I'm
really going to have you back, because I'm telling you, I'm going to have to send this to every single MBE out there saying, take a look. Here is what you need to understand if you want to do business, not just with AT&T, but do business in this space with customers, with our customers. And so as we're wrapping up, are there any parting words or any parting advice or anything in wrapping up that you'd like to share with all 700 MBEs that are part of the Georgia Council?
Well, I supplier diversity, again, for the past 14 years has truly been a passion of mine. And I'm so proud to be able to represent on behalf of AT&T. Totally have the full backing and support of, you know, of our leadership. And I'm here to serve. This is not something that I, in addition to being something that I have a passion about, it's also my job to make myself available, to provide the counsel, to be able to, you know, position folks for success within our company.
It is easy to see why you were chosen as a 2014 buyer for the IT category. It's clear.
Thank you.
That you have clearly set the bar. And so thank you again for joining us. We will have you back because you have got great. I'm looking at this coaching with Tracy. And so as we're wrapping up again, I want to thank our listeners for joining us for this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. I want to thank our sponsors for without you, this would not be possible. The Coca-Cola Company, Georgia Power, and the Cox Enterprise Companies. And so again, next week, same time, same place, Business Radio X. Join us again for Let's Talk Small Business.